The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with John Gilroy of Lectromech, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, the world-famous Judson Walker. He's Systems Engineering Director at Brocade. Cue the applause. Yay!
Hi, John. Good morning.
I talk about so many different topics here on Federal News Radio. Everything from Amazon Web Services to mobile device management. And we're going to talk about Brocade. When I think about Brocade, for some reason, I think some kind of like a fashion thing, or I don't even know what, some kind of a fabric. But I guess that's what Brocade is. From a perspective of a networking system, it's kind of the fabric that holds everything together. Huh? That's what Brocade does, holds everything together. So we brought Judson in to talk about some of the new products that Brocade has. And maybe if you're a federal IT professional and you type in Brocade, you type in networking encryption, maybe how do I speed up my system? Or maybe if you're a federal information professional, you type in, I just started with an encryption program that's slowing my system down. Call Judson. It's like that new show on TV. Call the guy, call the lawyer or something. Call Judson. He can help you out with networking problems specifically involved with speed. Before we begin, Judson, tell us about your background and how you wound up working for Brocade, please.
Sure, John. So again, my name is Judson Walker. I'm a SE director with Brocade. I've been with Brocade about 15 years now. Started off in early 2000 with a company by the name of Foundry Networks. We transitioned to Brocade through acquisition. My primary focus was an IP engineer and then transitioned into management. As far as my customers, I started off with DOD, specifically Army focused, and I've transitioned a little bit in civilian government, and now I currently support the various agencies within the intelligence community.
Wow, that's quite a career. Now, you went to, what school did you go to?
Went to George Mason University.
That's good. Yeah, it's a strong program in many different areas. I work with two young fellows who went to George Mason. They have a very strong background in computer science. So IP, you're not talking about intellectual property here. What's the IP we're talking about here?
Internet protocol.
Internet protocol. So you know everything about subnets and all kinds of routers and switches then, huh?
Exactly. Okay. And with Brocade, a little SAN too.
Yeah, SAN too. So let's try to set up the problem here. So a typical federal agency decides to change programs, add something new, and they're under constraints for security purposes, and they have to maybe encrypt some data here. And all of a sudden, you get people calling and screaming and saying, hey, Judson, this is all slowing down. What should we do? Is this setting up the problem here?
Most definitely, especially from kind of a age-old problem with a new face. And from Brocade standpoint, we're actually looking at delivering open, multi-vendored secure solutions that are hardware-driven. So we're basically minimizing the CPU forwarding type of security events or encryption events and actually placing it within the chipset itself. So what's that's now giving us the ability to provide line rate encryption support at 1 gigabit rates all the way up to 10 gigabit rates?
I'm an old computer geezer. I've seen everything. I remember back in the days of motherboard design, and what they tried to do was offload some of the graphic processing to a graphic processing chip in the motherboard years ago, if you remember Intel.
I do.
And I'm thinking, well, my goodness, here, it's the same story. It's like, well, geez, maybe we'll offload some of this processing capability. So instead of offloading it to a graphics processor, GPU, we'll offload it to a device on the edge. What about the router? What about it? So this is what they're doing, isn't it?
That is correct. There's so many innovations with FPGA technology today and being able to integrate these types of services into those FPGA chipsets.
Let's talk about FPGA. What's that mean?
Field Programmable Gate Arrays.
Yeah, so what they're saying is that, okay, if we have a centralized system and we're going to send out this record, if we waste CPUs at the center, why don't we just use the CPUs at the edge? So this is what we're talking about. So that's what Brocade does.
Correct.
Great. So what kind of savings are involved? What kind of speeds here? Maybe we can talk about some technical details here.
Sure. What we are looking to deliver is a terabit encryption solution for our consumers. So we have a modular appliance that actually supports 44 gigabits of line rate encrypted throughput per slot. So as you go larger in modular chassis, you can increase your overall throughput. Also, what we're doing is providing encryption in hardware at the interface level. So as traffic comes into a device and then leaves a device, it's at that strategic point in hardware that we provide that encryption, which we believe is a very unique deployment based on prior deployments. And obviously with that, it obviously provides the performance our consumers are looking for and the ease of implementation. And it really integrates classic layer 2 switching, layer 3 routing with a strong encryption component tied to it.
What options do people have? I mean, the options are going to be software-based or hardware-based. Those two basic ones that people look at when they talk about encryption these days?
That is correct.
So are there standards for this? Is this something new? I mean, Brocade has a product announcement here this week. This is the appliance you're talking about. Is that right?
That is correct. And so it's an old story, but we're actually putting a new face on that old story. So what we're looking at doing is leveraging some of the technologies from an encryption algorithm standpoint. For example, Suite B, which is a government-developed algorithm that was designed for commercial companies like Brocade to implement into our products. And it's actually exactly what we did. So we're delivering a federally compliant encryption solution that addresses the performance issues. So we believe it's going to address that as well as the open multi-vendor adoption because it's using a standard-based encryption protocol.
Open. You saw the press release from 2 days ago. The White House announced a chief data scientist, CDS. Other agencies like FCC, USDA, DOT have chief data scientists. And it seems that what's happening is that not only from the White House level, but many organizations are saying, well, you see, technical officer is fine, chief information officer is fine. Maybe we need someone who has to sit back away from the network and understand where the bottlenecks are. And this looks like it's solving the problem of a bottleneck that maybe only a chief data scientist can see because he has a different perspective.
That is correct.
So the bottleneck would be solved with a new type of encryption? Is this just applying something differently? Or has this been used in the commercial world before? Is this new for commercial world as well?
So it's new from a implementation standpoint. So the encryption in flight has been around for a while, but we believe the approach that we're taking and the encryption tools that are now in place are going to allow us to kind of redefine the conversation and no longer make encryption versus performance a trade-off conversation where I have to have one or the other. We believe that we can deliver to our consumers both, and we think that's going to be a very effective solution as we look at more and more pressure, responsibility on the network from a cloud-based services perspective, from a VDI perspective, and other types of multi-processing applications that really relies on the network to be agile, flexible, and high-performing.
And that's what I see with going on with networks here. I see talk about the early days with motherboards. I remember pulling cables through ceilings and getting that dust on my neck. And
me too, John. Those are the days.
Up on a ladder, and you're leaning in there, and you got to wait. You cut your hand, and it's bleeding. I mean, those are terrible, terrible days. Now what we see happening is instead of people pulling cables, what they're using, the cables in multi different ways. They're using as a software-defined network. So
correct.
What we have is that cable is still up in the ceiling there, but they're using it in different ways, which means there's more traffic on that cable itself. And so all of a sudden, instead of getting dust down your neck and getting mad and everything else, you're getting slow in service. And so this is what I see happening. Is that true?
That is correct. And again, the evolution of software-defined networking and software overlays to allow greater collaboration between customers is going to once again put additional pressure on enterprise infrastructures to be more flexible, more agile, and support multiple different types of customers with various security levels that are required.
And no one expected everyone has 4 or 5 different smartphones, 3 or 4 different tablets, a desktop, a notebook, a Surface Pro. And all of a sudden, what you don't realize is that each one of those devices increases the traffic. And with more traffic, you have different problems that maybe you never even conceived of at the beginning.
Exactly.
So when enterprise architects try to design systems, I guess they have to take new products into consideration. This is one of the products that they should consider. Is that right?
That is correct.
What other door data and storage networking products does Brocade have besides this one we just talked about?
Well, obviously, we are a true networking company in our minds, where we have a suite of storage area networking products within our portfolio to include also a suite of IP-based products for data center, as well as campus, as well as wide area service provider type deployments. And we also have a combination of physical assets that you can acquire from Brocade, as well as a set of network functions, virtualized assets, software-based layer 2, layer 3, layer 4 through 7 tools that architects now use in their toolbox to re-architect environments in a different way, combining both physical components as well as virtual components.
Let's take a break, come back. We'll talk more about virtual components. And I think the key phrase here is we're going to need a bigger boat. when you have a network that's slowing down, you may have to call Judson and say, hey, Judson, we're going to need a bigger boat here, or a different boat, or a different structure boat, or some kind of a sailboat or something. We'll have to figure it out, and we'll figure it out after the break. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Judson Walker, Systems Engineering Director at Brocade. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Judson Walker, Systems Engineering Director at Brocade. And we're talking in general about federal information technology professionals. Maybe they're managing systems or managing networks. And, you know, lo and behold, over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, Ralph, this system's getting slower and slower. And I'm going to call up John and start screaming because it takes me forever to get my email. Now, what is going on? Now, John, who's managing the network, goes, well, nothing's changed. It's the same old network. It's great. Well, we did kind of add some smart. Oh, we did kind of add some and add some of this. And oh, by the way, the directive forced us to encrypt our email. And maybe things are slowing down. So, Judson, so let's put you in the driver's seat. So you're working at DOI, at Department of Interior.
Sure.
And you're managing a network there. Mm-hmm. And people like John Gilroy call you up and go, Judson, I want to hit you with a stick, buddy. I don't care. This is a slow down. It's going to take me 10 years to send this email. What's going on?
Yes.
So what would be the step-by-step process that they'd have to use to just to try to figure what the problem is?
Well, I think you start off with the level of services you're delivering. What are the applications that are now being delivered from the IT arena into the consumer's hands? How did they perform prior, and how do they currently perform? And then if there's been a degradation in that performance, then I think you need to kind of step back and figure out what has changed. What new tools have been added? Have there been additional overhead services applied to this traffic? For example, encryption. Are there multiple customers of interest that are now in play that are having their traffic treated differently? And I think once you have those data points, then you can start extrapolating some of the root causes that may be affecting one application versus another.
You know, during the break, we talked about an automobile technician. You go in and you go, well, this is what's happening. And in automobile diagnostics, you start with the power, and then you'd maybe run a diagnostic as well, and then figure out what the problem is, and then get some gold bars and have the car refixed or something. So for a network technician, what tools would they use? Give us some software, typical tool they'd use to diagnose speed of network.
Well, definitely you've got network analyzers that if you want to put something in line, that's an option that you can do if you have those tools. Also, there's a lot of technologies related to traffic sampling. For example, S-Flow technology based on a standard RFC, as well as NetFlow technology that allows you to sample data off the wire. So I can actually take this data, forward it to an analytical engine for review and analysis. So you can get kind of a pretty good view of exactly what's going on in your environment, what protocols are being used, and how much bandwidth is being utilized per application.
So let's go back to the situation. We're working at the Department of Interior, and I am a manager there, and you're running the network there, and I call you up on Monday morning screaming, saying, well, Judson, you don't get it. It takes me forever to get my email. And you say, well, just hold your horses, John. Hold your horses. We'll take and run some diagnostics. And mm-hmm. So that would be the first thing. We gather information. So you get – now, does Brocade have tools for this as well?
We have – obviously, we have our partners, but we actually have internal sampling and monitoring tools within our hardware that can be leveraged both on the store area network, store SAN side as well as the LAN side. So we can actually leverage packet in, packet out data that can be funneled to a central repository for analysis.
So someone calls you up yelling and screaming. You say, calm down, calm down. And you slam down the phone and go, what a jerk. What a jerk that John Gilroy is. And then you do some diagnostics. And
yes.
So your diagnostics will tell you, well, it looks like the bottleneck was going to be apparent. Is it going to say they're not going to say, well, the bottleneck is the router. They're not going to say that, are they? So what kind of information would you get?
Well, one thing you could identify is overall network utilization on individual connections, whether it be directly to the data center or somewhere within the campus. So that can be analyzed in some level of detail. Also, we can also figure out what other components have been added along the way. So if there has been a firewall that's been installed or some other type of intrusion detection system that's been installed, then obviously that can be singled out as a potential barrier that could be causing some of the performance issues that you may currently see that you maybe didn't see in the past.
It would be like, well, did you hit a pothole with your car? And I'm sure after this winter's weather, that one mechanic would turn to me. I'd say, well, my car is not steering properly. Well, did you hit a pothole? Oh, yeah. So your question to me would be, well, you know, John, we're experiencing some slowdown because last month we had to use Directive 102 that involved encryption. So this would be the look at the recent history, huh?
Correct.
So you're becoming like a history major here, aren't you? So
exactly.
Judson, the history major. So, okay, so let's say, when does this problem happen? Well, it usually happens on the weekends. Oh, really? Wow, because this is FEMA, and we have to be able to report on weekends. And I think this is a challenge for many. Every agency is going to have different challenges. I mean, FEMA is going to have to be able to report dynamically on weekends, on Christmas, on Thanksgiving. And it may be difficult to measure this change. I mean, if the last instance, well, in Katrina, the system slowed down, and so what Brocade might have to do, someone like you might have to come in and go, well, let's put our thingy hats on and go, well, what happened? Well, what happened was we didn't anticipate this type of traffic. So you look at the history of an incident, and then you have to maybe take and forecast what might happen in the future.
And prepare for that, John, exactly.
So an enterprise architect would use some tools, and Brocade might be one of the tools they pull out of the bag.
That is correct.
And so an enterprise architect would say, let's see, that Gilroy's calling up and screaming because of speed after we move to encryption, and one possible solution might be this appliance.
Exactly.
So what's the name of the appliance?
So it's the NetIron MLX-E modular platform from Brocade, and there's a module we call a IPsec hardware forwarding encryption blade.
Oh, I get it. Foundry and the NetIron.
Of course.
I understand the tool. There's some linguistic challenges here for me, but occasionally with my low IQ, I understand where it comes from. So Foundry was purchased by Brocade, and they have the NetIron appliance.
Correct.
Now, when I think appliances, I think of a refrigerator in the kitchen, maybe a washing machine, or from a corporate perspective, an appliance might be down the hall in my server room.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just designed for on-premises. Could this be used in the cloud? Would a company like Amazon Web Service use this, or who would use this?
Yeah, we definitely see multiple customers leveraging this technology, whether it be a classic enterprise where they're securing the edges of their environment, but also data center customers that are actually securing certain strategic points within the data center. We also see cloud-based service customers, companies, that are also providing security as a service to their consumers and leveraging this product for that purpose as well.
I just moved 2 weeks ago, and a big moving crew showed up, and the bottleneck was the front door. And they'd line up to get through that front door. Mm-hmm. I know that's a silly example, silly parallel, but if you look at agencies that have to move to the cloud, and they are mandated to have certain services that go through the cloud, whether it's email or whatever it happens to be, there may be bottlenecks that weren't anticipated 3 months ago.
Exactly. As we look at volume of users, as well as the managed service deployment and how it's deployed and how it's delivered to these consumers, a whole set of variables that may not have existed prior.
And I keep thinking of this move thing. So it was a very cold day. So all of a sudden inside the house, the temperature dropped inside the house. And so my wife complained about being cold in the house. And it's just like your users, okay, we made a transition to the cloud, and now we have some speed issues. Maybe this is an unintended outcome, huh? So the unintended outcome of encryption might be speed deprecation.
Exactly. Yes.
I deal with software developers all the time. They love the term deprecation. That's really a fancy word for them. So speed deprecation, interesting. So one solution might be to use your device only on-premise or before the information goes to the cloud? Where would it physically be put in an architect environment?
Well, definitely if you are communicating with a remote CSP, it may make sense to have this security solution on the points of presence that are connecting to the particular CSPs, or the CSP itself could actually have this solution on-premise as a point of presence as it delivers these services to their customer, which also includes an encryption option if the customer chooses to leverage it.
What's CSP stand for?
Cloud Service Provider.
Ah, so that would be Amazon Web Services, Microsoft, Google, whatever happens
to be. Exactly. Yes, sir.
And so you'd have to design it maybe anticipating what could happen. So a wise enterprise architect would say, okay, I'm working with ABC agency, and we have a mandate to get our email from the cloud. And this is the gateway, or this is the portal we're going to use. Oh, by the way, this may slow down the system. But usually what happens is the other way around. It's the phone calls screaming and complaining rather than anticipating, isn't that?
Exactly. More reactive versus proactive.
That's the whole thing.
Yes.
And so people can get more information about some of these problems by going to events. Any events coming up in town here that some of my listeners can attend?
Oh, sure. Yes. So Brocade is planning our Federal Forum 2015. The date for the event is June 17th down in Washington, D.C. Currently have a website available for information and registration. So we definitely want everyone to come and check us out online. The URL is federalforum2015.com.
So can I get some rotten tomatoes and throw them at you when you're on stage there?
I'll make sure to duck, John.
So you'll be speaking there?
I will be speaking. Now, we are actually, for this particular event, which is going to be extremely exciting for Brocade, is there will be two separate tracks over the course of the day. One track is more business-oriented for CIO, CTO, type level personnel. And then the second track will be a technical track focused strictly on IT professionals at various levels to learn a little bit about general trends from a security standpoint, as well as the evolution of software-defined networking and what that can potentially mean for the federal government moving forward.
Yeah, and someone like you, been in this 15 years, would be a wonderful person to connect to at a conference like that. Let's take a break, come back, talk more about security. That's always of front of mind for many of my listeners, and talk more about what Brocade's up to help my listeners. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Judson Walker, Systems Engineering Director at Brocade. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Judson Walker, Systems Engineering Director at Brocade. We're talking about slowdowns in network. Well, if you're managing a network and get a slowdown, what kind of checklist do you use to figure out what's going on? And we talked about tools that we'd use, software tools, some diagnostics, and some options that Brocade may offer. And that's all we're talking about today. Here's a possible solution. Look, you get a problem with your network. Why do you have a problem? Maybe you've added encryption. Have you considered maybe get an appliance and offload that encryption to the appliance? I've never considered that. Well, that's how we're doing today. We're saying, hey, Brocade, BROCADE.com. Go to Brocade.com. See if that's the right product for you. If it is, have Judson come in. He'll answer all your questions, and maybe it's the answer for you. Maybe it isn't. I don't know, but I'm trying to present options and solutions for different people here. And many of my listeners will contact me and say, well, where can I learn more about mobile device management? Or is there a blog that I can read about encryption? What about blogs? Is there a blog that you read? Is there some maybe a social media blog that my listeners can read more about Brocade?
Well, I actually would recommend a lot of the conversations on LinkedIn that are very software-defined networking focused. So if you look at some of the working groups like OpenStack and Open Daylight, for example, which are developing multi-vendor opened software-defined mechanisms to make infrastructures more flexible and more agile. So with that, there's been a lot of ideas that are circling through LinkedIn and other types of blogs around that subject matter that really shows the possibilities. And I think that's where we are right now. There's a lot of tools out there for IT professionals to leverage, but there may be some questions on how these tools all fit. So in some of these conversations through the software-defined forums, we're actually able to talk about ideas, exchange concepts, and actually adapt some of these open tools to fit some of those concepts.
You know, American Express used to have this commercial where they'd say, why do you want an American Express card? Because it gives me opportunities. And that's what this does. Blogs and information give you opportunities. And that's what Brocade does, is if you're involved in the problem with your network and you're scratching your head trying to figure out, here's an opportunity. Maybe read about OpenStack. Maybe it's got something that's OpenStack. Maybe it's got something with encryption. We got to bounce around. And I think that's why you guys have this federal forum. How many people you expect at this forum?
Well, we're hoping for between 1,500 and 2,000 attendees this year.
I mean, there's that many network managers in the federal government that are interested in these topics, huh? It's fascinating.
Most definitely, John. What we're finding is we know we need to be more agile. We know we need to be more flexible. There's a lot more responsibility placed on the network now more than ever. So we understand what we need to do. We understand why we need to do it, but we really need to answer the how question. So we're definitely using the federal forum as a mechanism to address some of these how concerns, some examples, some tool sets, some possibilities. So our attendees can take some of these ideas back to their particular agency and see how they could apply to their environment and what they're doing to solve the problems that they have.
Forbes magazine had an article in December talked about how the digital C-suite, C-level executives, including the federal government, solve problems. Well, it turns out that the search engine is their homepage, and they ask questions all the time. And so if you are trying to manage a network and you encounter these problems and you type in problem this, problem that, and you don't have any answers, maybe an approach might be go to a conference like this, sit in the back of the room, and Judson's on stage, and two colleagues are up there, and they're going back and forth. And lo and behold, the guy from the Department of State asks Judson a question, and that's the exact question that I want to have answered. And you answer it, and you sit in the back room writing things down. I mean, that's the value, I think, of these face-to-face conferences, is that you're in a room of like-minded individuals, you're all dealing with the same problems, and you're trying to get three or four people on stage who've solved problems, and someone from a different agency asks a question, and that's the solution. It's not serendipitous, isn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah. I like the word serendipitous because you can't predict it. But if you have a group of people in a room, sooner or later someone's going to come up with the right solution, whether it's crowdsourcing or I don't know.
Exactly.
What other tools can you recommend for my listeners to use besides the little tool suite that Brocade has?
Well, one of the things that we're looking for is obviously there's been quite a bit of interest regarding cloud-based services and what tools I can leverage to start providing as a service type of mechanisms. So one of the first thoughts that I have is there has been a huge push for network functions virtualization, virtual firewalls, virtual routers, virtual load balancers. As an IT professional, you should be aware of some of these new products that are now available. Brocade has our own set of virtual products as well. And really understanding what they are and how they work. What's exciting about these tools is the performance that you get. There's been a lot of worry that when I start virtualizing appliances, I'm going to take a massive performance hit. That's really not the case today with some of these tools. And so an IT professional should look at them and see how you can intertwine the virtual aspects of what we're doing today along with your physical assets and really provide a level of agility within your enterprise that you may not have seen before because of the software components that you're integrating into it.
I work with software developers and they frequently say, hey, we'll just spin up an instance of XYZ and test it out, see what happens. Is it possible that with a virtual network, you can set up a test environment where you have a specific configuration and test out whether a virtual firewall would slow down or speed up a system? Is that even possible?
Yes, that is possible. We've actually have demonstrations within Brocade's portfolio where we consider basically building a data center on a USB stick and be able to move that around from laptop to laptop or compute node to do that type of analysis and understanding of what or modeling that we can now provide with some of these virtual tools.
It's almost like you go to the Mazda website and I want to buy Mazda 3. Well, what does the green one look like? What does the red one look like? And I want a red one with air conditioning or something, and then you can see what's going on. And so I think that's what virtualization has come to, I think. Then 8-10 years ago, hey, virtualization, brand new. Now we can virtualize a network. We can virtualize a load balancer, virtualize a firewall. And so, well, tell me, Judson, if we make this change in May, then what will the impact of our network be? And you can almost test drive it before you implement it.
Exactly. Based on the parameters that you know of today, the applications that you're using, the bandwidth that is being utilized today, all these variables can be included into the initial conversation. So when you're ready to deploy, you have some level of quantitative expectation going into it. And then obviously you can tweak things once kind of after the fact, but at least you have a good starting point.
I talked about the White House hiring a chief data scientist, DJ Patil. He's got a PhD in computer science. I mean, this guy's got a lot of brains. I mean, you know that?
Most
I mean,
definitely.
He's got a lot of brains. He knows what's going on. He has a PhD in applied mathematics. Okay, so he's a smart guy. You know, not everyone who's listening is a smart guy. I'm sure not. You know, my IQ on a good day is 100. And so is this really complex? Is this easy? I mean, how difficult is these? If I go to this conference, am I going to be dazzled in the back of the room or are we going to learn practical things here?
Yeah, the goal is really to provide a level of practical approaches and really try to provide an explanation on how some of these tool sets function. So again, we really want to show an open set of systems and tools and demonstrations that shows the IT professional that this can be done today. It can be done in a very simplistic way. And we can also integrate a level of automation, which may be very helpful for the IT professional, especially as they're doing 20 different things. If I can automate 10% of those things, how would that help me in my overall day-to-day business activities? How would that help me then develop new things and solve different problems? We're going to talk about those things at the Federal Forum and how you can look at adopting these ideas today versus tomorrow or next year or multiple years from now.
One topic I think you should talk about, it's probably on the agenda, is continuous monitoring. Mm-hmm. You know, 5 years ago, continuous monitoring was what? You show up on Monday, make sure your antivirus is there, and go home on Friday and put your feet up and smoke cigars or something. Now, now my listeners, they have to do continuous monitoring 24/7, 365 days a week. Continuous monitoring of all these new different packets of information, it's a challenge right there, isn't it?
Yes, and one of the things you're finding with Brocade's approaches and what we're focusing on with software-defined networking is now using the network, the infrastructure, as a tool for continuous monitoring. So I'm not looking at relying on third-party pieces and parts to bolt into my campus. I can actually leverage the campus itself to provide this level of monitoring and also modifications if necessary through other types of integrated tools that we'll talk about at the Fed Forum.
So there are tools that are provided by third parties that you might recommend. There are tools that Brocade actually has. And so what's the wannabe? What tool would you like to see?
Well, I'm very excited about some of the work that we're now doing with our software-defined networking controller, which is in a software appliance. It's called Brocade Viata Controller, which actually is a controlling tool that actually can talk directly to devices via southbound APIs to basically make changes as far as traffic flow, as far as what paths are being taken or not taken. Also, you can modify flows as far as prioritization of those flows, again, as paths taken, or also you can actually manipulate the flow in general as far as source address and destination addresses.
So something interesting to take a look at this conference then, huh?
Most definitely.
Yeah, flow control. Interesting. Let's take a break. We come back, we'll talk more about Brocade and some of the solutions they have for my federal listeners. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Judson Walker, Systems Engineering Director at Brocade. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Judson Walker, Systems Engineering Director at Brocade. We've been talking about, clogging up the system. You know, you got some plumbing, it's clogged up. How do you fix it? The system we're talking about is your network. Every agency has a network or several networks. What if it's slowing down? Why is it slowing down? Looking at checklists and options for hardware, options for software. And in the break, we talked about something called the new IP. So what is the new IP anyway?
Yes, the new IP for Brocade is a new philosophical approach based on a informational-driven model versus talking about bits and bytes, which most IT professionals like to talk about. We're focused on the delivery of information and how effectively that information can be delivered from point A to point B. It should be based on a multi-vendor, open-source type of deployment that is really defined to make modifications and changes simply based on, obviously, our users' intent, then those who use the system, as well as our mission's intent based on what agencies are looking to accomplish. And obviously, if there's commanders in theater, what their intent is and being able to make adjustments accordingly. But it's really the focus of that delivery of information and those flows associated with that information, not necessarily those individual bits and bytes.
Earlier in the broadcast, you talked about MCXI, IPsec, BL, Foundry, Iron, blah, 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 blah. Some people are saying, this guy's a serious nerd. So what I've designed a 10-question test to answer the questions for the audience to find out if Judson is a card-carrying nerd. Are you ready for this test, young man?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Number one, we break into your house tonight. How many old-school desktops do we find floating around there?
Well, I do still have a Commodore 64.
He's too nerdy. No, we don't want to talk about that. That's okay. Number of cell phones you purchased for yourself in the last year?
So I have 2 cell phones I've purchased this year.
Okay, you're getting some nerd points here. Okay. Do you have a personal Twitter feed?
I do have a personal Twitter feed.
Do you have a personal blog?
I do not have a blog.
What kind of smartphone do you have?
I have a Apple iPhone.
Interesting. And what's the most popular app on that phone in the last 30 days?
The most popular app for me is, I would say it has to be my email.
Email.
Yes.
Okay. Number of tablet devices you have floating around your house?
About 6 or 7.
6 or 7. You are on the nerdometer scale here now. You're approaching. Okay. And what was your most recent post on social networking site?
So my most recent post was earlier this year related to software-defined networking, as well as a piece on security.
You better work on that.
Based on our partner program.
Do you have a mobile fitness device on your person?
I do not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because I don't have it, I have one, though.
And the last book you read was electronic or paper?
It was electronic.
Wow, you're kind of high on this nerdometer scale here. You're kind of like off the charts in some of these things. So, in fact, you are a card-carrying nerd. That's interesting here. This used to be like a sports studio. I mean, it's kind of beat up. There's like basketball posters floating around here, and they had this like this this magic eight ball, and it broke one day. They're probably throwing at each other. And so my question to you is, I get the magic eight ball here, and I say, okay, Judson, Oracle of the Potomac, what's going to happen in 5 years with this whole idea of networking and virtual networking and security and privacy, and where's Brocade fit in, and where's it all head in the next few years?
Well, over the next few years, you're going to see the concepts of the new IP evolve quite quickly. It's going to be based on open multi-vendor deployments, number one. Number two, it's going to be using a set of tools that are currently being developed today, and it has been in development over the last couple years, related to virtualized appliances, centralized control, and how we can effectively provide a level of agility and flexibility within the enterprises that we deliver today, WANs, service providers, CSPs, et cetera, to really be more nimble as we deliver information to point A to point B. And Brocade believes we're going to be right in the middle of it. It's a data center conversation. It is a campus conversation. It is a wide area conversation. It is all of the above. And what's unique about Brocade as a networking company is we can actually talk to all three facets of that conversation. So I think that's probably the most exciting thing for me. Please keep in mind, there's a lot of tools out there today. And I think Brocade can provide you a how on how these tools fit and how they could be intertwined in a system that's going to last not over the next 3 to 5, but even beyond that 5-year marker.
When I was in college, I didn't have any money and I'd work on my car. And I remember the water pump broke once. So I went and got a water pump, came back, my buddy's car, and it was the wrong water pump. So all we had to do, go back to the store and back and forth and back and forth. Now, I want to apply this to the networking setting. So So I'm running a network at Commerce and it's slowing down. And rather than getting a new water pump and plugging it in, what I can do is I can set up a virtual environment and test out a couple solutions, can't I? I mean, I never thought of doing that, but that's what my listeners can do. They can test out several different solutions. Well, product A, product B, it's open source. Product C, it's B. No, what's optimized for B, and move on from there. I mean, that's almost an ideal world, isn't it?
Most definitely. And what's really exciting about this new software-defined infrastructure world is I now can leverage software to provide real-time collaboration. So I'm not interfering with the physical infrastructures. They will stay the same. Data flows will primarily stay the same. But now I can uplift certain aspects of what I do, whether it be DevOps or other types of testing, in a software way to provide unique collaboration. And then once that collaboration is done and a lot of my metrics and a lot of my quantitative analysis has been completed, then obviously I can just simply disband that software implementation and then obviously create a new one if I need to.
When I think about a multi-vendor environment, I think, believe it or not, of Microsoft, where they have a new CEO and there's products now that work on the iOS that can get your Outlook mail on an Apple device. Like, wait a minute. These are like Dallas Cowboy versus Redskins. Aren't these people feuding and fighting? No, but I see it's a multi-vendor environment these days, isn't it? I mean, that's what it is.
That is correct. And really the consumers, especially within the federal community, expect that. So as we look at the new IP and this collaboration across the enterprise, we understand that not one vendor is going to have all the answers to all the problems. So it's going to be key for this new IP evolution to occur that then multiple vendors work together, leverage their expertise, their positions of strength, and really bring those systems or those tools to a collective marketplace for conversation, for problem solving, and implementation.
I was just thinking the Microsoft office is only a couple miles from here. Years ago when the iPods got popular, the Microsoft people would get rid of those the white earbuds and they'd get black earbuds so people didn't know they had an iPod in the office. That's how bad it was at Microsoft years ago.
Right.
Isn't that silly?
Exactly.
I mean, I never thought of that. Now, so all of a sudden, you can go to a Brocade conference and learn about different vendors and someone like you might take a question from the audience and you'd say, well, there's option A, B, and C. And here's an option for you. And you know what? Maybe better than my product. That'd be transparent. And that gives you immediate credibility, doesn't it?
Exactly. It is definitely a partner ecosystem moving forward.
What other companies are going to be involved in this event coming up in June?
So obviously, we're hoping to have some conversations with Intel from a compute standpoint, some conversations with Aruba from a wireless standpoint. Also, there will be some conversations related to software-defined controllers, And there will be a set of experts that will be able to talk to the SDN controller and why we believe it's important.
I had Intel in the studio a few weeks back, and I was just amazed at some of the innovations they have coming up with hardware. Exactly what they're doing is they're looking at the problem of the cloud, mm-hmm. and they're designing hardware inside a chip that addresses some of those issues. Again, it goes back to, well, let's offload some of this and not have one aspect or one motherboard do all the activities, offload it to something on the edge. I mean, it's, you know, I never thought of Intel and Brocade. Well, they're fighting with each other. No, they're not fighting with each other. There's different products, and if you have a different problem, one solution may be the best problem, another solution may be the best problem. And I'm trying to encourage people to realize that, you know, maybe you shouldn't badmouth your competitor, say good things about your competitor, and say, well, maybe it's the right fit for you, but you have to keep open-minded. And that's the...
Exactly. That is correct, John. It is a multi-vendor conversation. It's a multi-solutions to a set of typical problems. And again, collaboration is going to be key. If we look at an open multi-vendor type of deployment, which we know our federal customers crave, these types of back-end conversations are going to be critical to that success.
Back-end conversations. That should be the title of the Federal Forum 2015. Back-end conversations with Justin. And he can announce his new podcast there too, huh?
Maybe there you go.
We'll have to see. Maybe I'll see you at the event coming up in the summertime here. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Judson Walker, Systems Engineering Director at Brocade.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you miss any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 9, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.